You're listening to SBS News.
A landmark 6-3 ruling in the Supreme Court represents the biggest moment for LGBTIQ plus rights in the United States since same-sex marriage was legalized nationwide in 2015. The justices decided that gay and transgender people are protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, and religion. Two conservative justices joined the court's four liberals in the decision, Neil Gorsuch, a 2017 Trump appointee who wrote the ruling, and Chief Justice John Roberts. Outside of the historic Stonewall Inn in New York, resident Roger McKinsey said it's about time.
It's about time. I mean, we are human beings too, you know what I mean? Why shouldn't we get equal rights just as everyone else? We pay our taxes, we work hard. Some of us try to work, own our own businesses, we're entrepreneurs because they don't let us into a lot of the arenas sometimes, so we have to develop our own things and start our own businesses, you know what I mean? But I think it's really, really a progress towards the LGBTQ community.
On June 28, 1969, patrons of Greenwich Village gay bar, the Stonewall Inn, rose up in defiance of police harassment, triggering days of rioting. Their resistance gave birth to the national and global movement for equal rights for LGBTIQ plus people. Workplace bias against gay and transgender employees had remained legal in much of the country, with 28 U.S. states lacking comprehensive measures against employment discrimination. The new ruling, in two gay rights cases from Georgia and New York, and a transgender rights case from Michigan, recognized new worker protections in federal law. The legal fight focused on the definition of sex in Title VII. The court agreed with the plaintiffs that discriminating against gay and transgendered workers was inherently based on their sex and consequently was illegal. Gerald Bostock had brought the Georgia case after losing his job as a county government child welfare services coordinator months after joining the local gay-friendly Hotlanta softball league team.
What an amazing day. Words cannot fully express how elated I am and how happy I am to be here with you today. And the gratitude that I have for the United States Supreme Court justices in making this right decision and ruling earlier this morning. You know, for me, it's been a long 7-year process. In reflection, it's hard to believe that 7 years ago, after making a decision to join a gay recreational softball league, that I would have been terminated wrongfully for that decision.
Two other plaintiffs did not live to see the ruling. Amy Steffens, fired by a Detroit funeral home after revealing plans to transition from male to female, died in May. Donald Zarda, who sued after being fired as a skydiving instructor in New York, died in 2014. He claimed he lost his job as a skydiving instructor after he told a customer he was gay and she complained. Mr. Zarda died in a skydiving accident after filing the lawsuit. His attorney was Gregory Antolino.
It'll be a catalyst toward changing history. You know, it's a new decision. It's going to take the states that don't protect LGBT rights time to adjust to, but it is certainly a catalyst, an historical one, and that sounds bigger than I can imagine at this time.
Mr. Antolino, who had worked on Mr. Zarda's case for 10 years, said he could never top this victory, wishing that his client was alive to see it.
I wish Don were here to celebrate with me, but it's been so long since he's been part of the case. Most of the case has proceeded without his being here, and I enjoyed his company. And I miss him, and I know he would be thrilled with his outcome. We still have to go back to the district court, the trial court, and work things out, however they may go. But this is the real victory, and I think he would have recognized that, as do the current administrators of his estate.
Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts considered the ideological center of the court, backed gay rights in this case after dissenting in the gay marriage ruling. Conservative justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh dissented from Monday's ruling. President Trump's administration last week issued a rule reversing anti-discrimination protections for transgender people in healthcare. His administration has also backed the right of certain businesses to refuse to serve gay people on the basis of religious objections. It also banned most transgender service members from the military and rescinded protections on bathroom access for transgender students in public schools. After the ruling, the president had little to say apart from having to live with the decision.
I've read the decision and some people were surprised, but they've ruled and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court. Very powerful, a very powerful decision, actually. They have so ruled.
At Christopher Park, across the street from the Stonewall Inn in Manhattan, Wendy Dumas John said that Mr. Trump's ruling, a week before yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, made for one of the saddest days of her life.
We've been fighting this fight for so long, and I think it was yesterday when Trump took away the trans was one of the saddest days for me, because I have a lot of trans friends. I'm a lesbian myself. And today when I woke up, it's like it's a brand new day, not only for lesbians and gays, but for trans people.
The outcome is expected to have a big impact for the estimated 8.1 million LGBTIQ plus workers across the country, because most states don't protect them from workplace discrimination. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.